What's Up Fan Tonight, episode 28. Would you rather?
What's up, everybody? Cesario Level here, and it's been a while since I've done a review. And after the crappy week I've had with dealing with the fact of having no vehicle because mine was in the shop, literally for almost a week. Yeah, roughly almost a week. Or at least we've been talking about it for roughly a week. But anyway, I came home, I'm, you know, enjoying my internet, I'm watching me some Netflix, and I just got done watching a couple of, you know, my favorite old movies, and then I watched a completely different movie that I hadn't seen before called The Big Short, which was about essentially the housing bubble and how that collapsed the entire world's economy and everything. And then it says, because I was like, alright, that's not a terrible movie, it's like, oh, well, you like that, and you like this, how's about this other movie? So I'm going to watch this other movie here, which is apparently like a psychological thriller type of thing. From what I can gather from it, it's essentially, it's kind of like Saw. Like, based off of synopsis. There we go. My brain died there for a second. Needed a hard reset. I'll explain this to you real quick, and then I'll let Bill do the talking, which should give me the apparently hour and 33 minutes to watch this movie. But the movie is called Would You Rather, and apparently what's supposed to happen here is there's this girl who agrees to take place in what the synopsis refers to as a lethal winner-takes-all parlor game hosted by a millionaire. So I can only assume that I liked the first couple Saws. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I wanna say the first three, I think, were okay. But now that we're on Saw 357, where they have no other new ideas, and they're just like, fuck it, put a pit full of razor blades. Make them go jump in it to get a key, to get a collar off their neck, otherwise the collar explodes and their head blows up. Hey, didn't we do, like, all 12 of those before? Shut the fuck up and make the goddamn movie. People are stupid, they don't know these things. But I'm a fan of horror movies, much like I'm a fan of action movies, much like I'm a fan of comedies, much like I'm a fan of dramas. Like, I just love movies in general. I love movies, I love music, and I love video games. Those are my three favorite mediums. So, when it comes right down to it, the fact that, yes, they're kind of copying Saw here, but at the same time, like, they're trying to do it from, like, I can only hope is a new perspective on it, like a new take on it. Maybe, hopefully, something cool might come out of it. And I apologize if you heard that. Anybody who didn't hear it, just shut up. I just had my dinner, and it's, yeah. So, like I said, I'm going to stop this. Well, I'm going to stop this rambling shit. I'm going to let Bill explain the website, which most of you should already know. And then I'll be right back after I'm done taking a leak and watching this movie.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Alright, I'm back. I just finished watching the movie, Would You Rather, and there's three people in this movie that I'm able to point out directly. One of the characters is this black dude whose name is Sid, if I remember correctly. It's like Sid or it's something like that. I can't remember. Because sadly, he gets offed midway through the movie, and then like the rest of it just gets so awesome that it's kind of ridiculous. But he's the same dude that plays Oh, God, what's her faces? I want to say it's Jamie Lee Presley.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, Jamie Presley in My Name is Earl. It's her husband. And then the head dude, like the guy, the crazy millionaire who's actually holding the dinner party, he's the main character dude from Reanimator. So that should already tell you how jacked up this guy is. And then his son, who is there for the game, is the same kid who plays the Penguin on Gotham. Okay, so that should already tell you enough about this family and what's going on. Okay, that's just like the three plot points that I wanted to put down, right? Well, not even plot points, but it's like just 3 points that I wanted to throw down. And I'm sorry if the quality sounds weird. There we go. I'm not recording like usual. My beanbag chair is falling apart. Technically, it's not falling apart. I need more beans for the beanbag chair, but I haven't gotten off my ass to get them because I guess apparently in order to order beans for this type of beanbag chair that I got, I have to go through fucking Walmart.com since that's where I picked up the beanbag chair, which makes no fucking sense. But regardless, I just haven't had the time or the cash to get off my ass and buy beans for a beanbag chair. So I'm sitting on the edge of my bed doing this, so I had to set my phone down to light my smoke. But, no, essentially what it is it follows this girl named Iris. And she has a brother who I'm assuming is a cancer patient. I guess he needs a bone marrow transplant. And she's sticking around to try to help him out and everything. And she ends up getting this tip from her doctor and meeting the millionaire guy that... Sorry. If she goes to this dinner party that the millionaire holds and hangs out, she'll essentially get all the money she could ever need. And on top of all the money she could ever need, they'll throw her brother on the very top of essentially a bone marrow transplant list. Because, like I said, they don't really go into much more other than he needs a bone marrow transplant, so I can only assume that he's got cancer or something like that. Because generally speaking, in most cases with bone marrow cancer, yeah, I'm sorry if that sounds weird. I'm trying to rack my brain because I think I'm right. I'm probably wrong, but I think I'm right. In most cases like that, the only way to actually cure the cancer, since it's in the bone marrow, is to actually remove all the bone marrow from out of your bones and replace it with new. So she goes to this dinner, meets a bunch of the other dudes. Like I said, she meets Cal. Cal's the black dude's name, and then the other players as well. There's a girl named Amy, who later on you find out that her husband drowned her daughter, so of course she left him after he got thrown in prison. There's an older woman who's paralyzed from the waist down, stuck in a wheelchair. There's a guy with high gambling debt. There's a guy who used to be an alcoholic. He's been 16 years sober. And thinks he's got his shit together, yet he's still looking for extra money because, you know, when you piss all your money away doing stupid shit, I mean, that's kind of what happens. That's kind of the reason why there is AA or, you know, any type of recovery place, is because when you're too busy, you know, drinking and drugging, you not only destroy your life, but other people's lives as well. And monetarily, you kind of got to pick yourself up after you've picked yourself up and reassembled the pieces. And sometimes it takes many years in life in order to get your shit together after you've recovered from drug and alcohol. Which I've learned through personal experiences and through watching other shows and movies where they cover alcoholism, like the Marc Maron show. I watched all 3 seasons on Netflix, like literally just had a binge-a-thon and watched it. And, you know, the entire time with him talking about how he's a recovering, you know, drug and alcoholic and, you know, all that shit. Like, he just kind of learned some shit. But, like I said, there's all these people there, including, like, a former soldier. And I think that's everybody. I know there's 8 people, but I can't remember everybody's story, because quite a few of them get killed pretty quickly. Like, you literally get just enough backstory to know that this guy is a millionaire. He's gone out of his way, possibly billionaire, but the guy's gone out of his way to build, you know, free clinics and schools around the world and here in America and shit like that. And he's supposed to be this really big entrepreneur, and his family holds essentially this dinner once a year where they try to find new recipients to get essentially a grant from the family where they take care of you for life type of thing. So she goes to the dinner, they're sitting down to eat, and she confesses to being a vegetarian, to which the guy goes, okay, $10,000 to eat the steak and foie gras, fucking duck liver. I'm not good at French. I'm goddamn American from the Midwest, yo. I mean, I can only do so much, even though I'm talking like I'm New Yorker. Very badly, but anyway. So he goes, okay, $10,000, eat your steak, eat your duck liver, like, eat the entire meal. So she buckles down and eats her fucking steak and goose liver fucking dinner. Then the alcoholic is sitting there, and the guy goes, well, you haven't touched your wine with dinner. And the guy goes, no, it's fine. He goes, what, is it a bad year or something? He goes, no, I'm just, it's not really any of your business. And the guy goes, well, no, it is my business. So he goes, same deal to you, $10,000 to drink your glass of wine. And the guy goes, no. And he goes, well, but you're a recovering alcoholic. And the guy goes, yeah, exactly, I'm not drinking it. And he goes, okay, $50,000, and you can drink this entire crystal decanter of scotch. And the guy drinks all the scotch. I mean, it's literally roughly half of a fifth of scotch. Type of thing, if you're thinking in your alcohol volumes like that. So he drinks all the scotch, and the guy goes, okay, so the game is going to begin after they clear the plates, and I'm going to give you guys all one chance to leave now. And the drunk guy stands up with his money like he's going to leave and sits back down, and the guy goes, okay, lock the doors. So they lock the doors, and everybody's like, what the fuck? And he goes, we're going to play a game of Would You Rather. Now, the way that this game works is because we've all played Would You Rather. So here's your options. And he calls on the Marine guy, like the soldier. And he goes, would you rather kiss, you know, this girl? And he points out the main girl, Iris. Or would you rather kiss Paul? And I think Paul is the guy with the gambling debt. And the guy goes, probably gonna kiss the girl. And he goes, okay, all right, no, that's fine. He goes, but in this game, you have to enact on what you would rather do. And he goes, okay, so I would actually have to get up and kiss her right now? And he goes, no, not right now. He goes, but at the same time, we're also gonna make everything a lot worse. Like, it's not just gonna be simple stuff like, would you rather, you know, kiss a guy or a girl, or, you know, the usual would you rather stuff from when you're a kid. And then the millionaire guy goes, okay, now as we play this game, we're going to start eliminating people. If you feel as though you can't continue this game, you're eliminated. If you can't make a choice within so many seconds, because like the first couple rounds, it gives them 15. Then later on, it gives them 30 seconds to make a decision. And he goes, you know, if you guys can't decide within that time, you're eliminated. If you can no longer compete, you're eliminated. So the drunk guy goes, no, I ain't, no, I'm leaving. And he goes, the millionaire guy goes, well, you had your chance to leave. And they shoot the dude in the head. And everybody freaks the fuck out, as you would if you just saw somebody murdered in front of you. And the butler has everybody sit the fuck back down at the table. And he goes, by the way, have I mentioned that my butler happens to be from MI5? Or, well, he was former MI5, which for people who don't know that, MI5... is the known version of basically Her Majesty's Royal Secret Service. Like, no joke, these are the same guys that would protect the president in Britain, okay? They're essentially like the Queen's Secret Service. Because I want to say I said MI6 earlier, and MI6, if I can goddamn speak correctly, MI6 is essentially a bunch of horseshit made up for fucking James Bond movies. Pardon me whilst I take a drink.
There we are. Excuse me. Now, it starts off simple, like, would you rather electrocute the person next to you or electrocute yourself? And essentially it's like they hook a car battery up, and everybody knows that there's people that's into electrocution. I mean, let's be honest, anybody who has the internet has looked up fucked up shit on the internet, porn-wise. So you know that there's guys that'll go out of their way to, like, put jumper cables on their nipples and shock themselves while they're fucking, okay? So they're like, all right, here's a car battery. Would you rather shock yourself or the other person? So you have that choice. Then things get, like, progressively more ridiculous. Like, the Marine guy ends up smarting off to the son, the kid who plays the Penguin. So all of a sudden it becomes, would you rather punish this one dude or stab the person sitting next to you with an ice pick in the leg? You know? And the game keeps going from there, and, like, it just gets even more ridiculous. And okay, let's be honest here. This movie was made by IFC. Now, anybody who knows IFC, that's the Independent Film Channel. Meaning it's a movie, or it's a channel made for movies that are all indie films, okay? Now, since its original release, it's gone the same way of, like, TLC, which used to be the Learning Channel. But now they just put whatever the fuck is up there so that way then people will watch it. Like, at least on IFC, they'll still play movies, but when it comes down to, like, their TV shows and shit, it's usually, like, stand-up comedians. Like I said, there's, you know, there's Marin, which is Mark Marin's show. So anybody who listens to the WTF podcast with Mark Marin... sorry. There we go. My sinuses have been going nuts
the last couple days because it's, like, the weather's been ridiculous. But anybody who watches, or anybody who listens to WTF, the Mark Maron podcast, you know about the show and you understand, you know, how Mark is. There's also the comedy Bang Bang show, which is Scott Aukerman. Well, it was originally Scott Aukerman's podcast that got turned into a TV show. But I think it's since then switched hands, and Scott's gotten, like, other jobs or something, like other job offers, and I think he's done with it. I know originally Reggie Watts was a part of his band, because Scott would get other comedians on to play, like, essentially joke, like, hack characters, and now Weird Al is the guy doing, like, all the band shit for him, and... Because, again, it's all about comedians when it comes right down to it. But, like, they still play movies on IFC, at least, whereas The Learning Channel is fucking trash TV anymore. But that's television politics, and I'm not here to discuss television politics. I'm here to discuss this movie. So, like I said, this movie was originally made by IFC. So it's no more than a PG-13 type of thriller movie. So... when it comes right down to it, it is kind of suspenseful, but at the same time, seeing as how it's PG-13, it doesn't really get that same bang for its buck that it would have gotten if it would have been released as R. Now, technically, the movie on Netflix, like the version you get off Netflix, is the NR version, meaning not rated, okay? So because it's not rated... that means technically you can rate it however you want. If you feel like your kid's watching a guy get his hand blown off with an M80, because that's one of the things, is they have to decide on whether they want to be stuck underwater in a bucket, like essentially forced to drown themselves for 2 minutes, or whether they would take a punishment inside of a card. And the one dude took the card, and the punishment in the card was blow your hand off with a fucking M80, like literal quarter stick of dynamite. So, and for anybody who knows, a fucking M80, yeah, it will take your fucking hand off. In fact, put in the correct place, it'll blow your entire fucking leg off, too. Or your entire arm off. Like, if you put it up kind of near your fucking elbow, your entire arm could be gone. You know what I mean? Depending upon the angle and the way that the explosive actually, like, detonates. So... if you don't want your kids watching the guy getting his arm blown off with a fucking M80, okay, then you set that as R. But if you realize that your kids have been doing way worse shit ever since, you know, first-person shooters have originally come out,
Like, going all the way back to, like, Doom and fucking, Wolfenstein, and moving all the way up into the new shit. Like, well, I don't want to say Overwatch, because Overwatch is more cartoon violence, but, like, the new Doom, where, like, you saw demons in half with a chainsaw, or blow their heads off with a fucking sniper rifle, you know what I mean? Like, if you understand that your kids play violent shit and they're okay, you know, they can handle it being violent, cool, bump it down to PG-13. But, like I said, for me, because I play Doom, and because I play Saints Row, and because I've watched movies that were essentially no more than, like, snuff films at times, like, the way that they go above and beyond with, you know, the fucking violence that they want to show in their movies. Because that's not a lie. I saw one from the fucking 70s. It was essentially like an exploitation type of film where this, quote, this dude is supposed to be running around killing people. And there's one girl that he ends up killing where he's supposed to, like, stick her head in a pot of boiling oil. And the actress didn't, like, kept being like, no, don't push me down that far. But the guy was like, well, we need the correct angle for the shot. And literally shoved her face almost entirely in the pot of boiling oil. Again, if I could speak correctly. So, like I said, knowing shit like that, it's like, ooh, there's, yeah, that's a little fucked up. But what can I say? I watch horror movies. Gory, violent, horrific horror movies. The Evil Dead is one of my favorite series. So, to me, this movie's a PG-13 movie. If you don't like over-the-top violent horror movies like I do, even though this is a thriller, you know, blood makes you pee your pants like a little girl, to quote a buddy of ours named Spencer from back during the monster fights, maybe bump it up to an R. But like I said, this is a pretty damn good movie. Like, the plot follows along. Like, I was even pulled away from the movie for, like, 5-10 minutes with the usual fucking argument. Because I told the guys, I was like, hey, I'm gonna do this review. And Scott goes, what, are you gonna go see Ghostbusters? And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, Scott, not this fucking shit again. We're gonna deal with this shit now that the movie's out. We've already dealt with this shit when, you know, they were saying that they were gonna make this movie. And then we're gonna deal with this shit once the movie finally comes the fuck out. And then, like, a year's time down the road, you'll finally shut the fuck up about titties being in a jumpsuit and how that's not Ghostbusters. It's like, for fuck's sakes. So he went off on that fucking tangent, so I had to stop and learn him a thing or two about how all that is that's just him being, like, a sexist bigot type of a thing. Even though he doesn't want to hear it, as a matter of technicality, anybody who bitches about women being in Ghostbusters is a sexist bigot. Oh, well, that's just going to ruin our childhood. Now that the movie's out, I've heard, like, 4 or 5 different reviews from it, and all of them say that it's a pretty decent movie. In fact, one of the big ones I heard was from Kevin Smith, where he goes, you know, I've been a fan of these movies for years and years and years. Like, I've even made mention of them in, you know, some of my flicks. You know, not as much as, like, Batman or shit like that, because Kevin Smith is a huge Batman fan, but he's even made, you know, jokes and references to Ghostbusters a couple times in the movies. You know, so he's definitely a fan, just like we all are. And even he was like, yeah, it's a great fucking movie. He was like, they could have done a whole bunch of shit differently, like actually tie it into the universe, but because this is a reboot, there's not really, you know, much that they could do to tie it into the separate universe. And technically, he's right, and technically he's wrong, because as a reboot, you can't honor the fact that the other movies that came out existed, because that's not how you reboot a franchise. Like, think Spider-Man. Spider-Man has been rebooted 3 fucking times now. Well, no. Technically, Spider-Man's been rebooted twice, but there's been 3 lines, okay? The first line would be the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, which was 1, 2, and 3. And then after the third one, then they went to Spectacular Spider-Man, which was that English kid with Peter still being in high school. And that went 2 movies. Now we have Spider-Man Homecoming coming out with the really young English kid who's supposed to be like a high school super genius type of a thing. where they're possibly going to introduce Amadeus Cho, because apparently the next fucking Hulk movie is supposed to be the death of Hulk. That's why this next Hulk movie, well, technically this next Thor movie is Planet Hulk, but they're not going to call it that because they want the Hulk to be in more shit, since they've already announced that the next Hulk movie is the death of the Hulk, and Amadeus Cho will be taking over as the Hulk in the Avengers movies. Or at least that's the fucking thought process going on. So, now that that tangent's out of the way, like I said, they pulled me out of this movie, and I was still able to come back and enjoy the movie. Like, you can literally be pulled away by real life, pause the movie, come back, and it still is, like, you know, able to hold you. Now, granted, it quit gripping near as tightly because I was sucked out of the atmosphere for long enough, but then again, most people usually don't pause a movie for 10 minutes to go deal with shit. I mean, you know, some people do, but usually by then they're like, yeah, fuck this movie and move along, but no, this movie is damn good. Like, it really is. For it just being like an indie piss film, where not really much goes on, like, essentially, like, the biggest twist is at the very end of the movie, and you kind of see it coming. Like, not a joke, like, they keep making, like, small hints, and you're just, oh, god damn it. Sorry, guys, dinner's coming back to bite me in the ass. Whew, but, no, they keep making, like, small hints at it, but eventually you kind of piece together what's going to end up happening, like, well before it ends up happening type of a thing. Like, there's even little hints and shit about what's going on. Like, the one thing that I'll give away, and yes, I've already given away a whole bunch from this, but there's a doctor who apparently competed in this Would You Rather game and won. And at one point you see him, and you don't really notice it very much, like, during, like, the lighting, like, the actual, like, daytime scenes, but there's a nighttime scene with the doctor, and the way his face lights, you see, like, a huge, like, mark on the side of his face. Like, a birthmark type of a thing. And that could just be the actor had a birthmark, but you're like, well, fuck, that was still damn good casting, because it looks like he got, like, some sort of a scar from competing in this Would You Rather game. And that's actually pretty fucking cool. Like, whether that was intentional with makeup, or whether that was just, you know, they picked an actor who actually had a clear, obvious birthmark, and they were like, shit, just put it in the movie. He played, and he won. So, it's a pretty damn decent little, you know, casting direction there. I'm sorry if I'm making weird noises. I'm walking around my apartment. But, oh, yeah, that's right. No, yeah, sorry, guys, I just thought of something. Tomorrow's a garbage day for me, so I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, I gotta pick up more. But anyway, I'll just go ahead and I'll rate this and we'll move along. Because, like I said, it's a damn good movie, you should definitely check it out. And since I have to give this movie a rating, I'm probably gonna end up giving it a 3.5 out of 5. Like, it's definitely a damn good movie, and it's definitely worth your watch. Is it go the fuck out of your way to get it? No. But if you have Netflix or you're at a friend's house with Netflix and you guys are like, what movie do you want to watch? Put that shit in. Like, just cue it up. Play it. Like I said, it's pretty damn well made. Not only is it pretty well made, the script is very, very good. Like, the dialogue and everything works for what's going on. The scenes move flawlessly. You spend most of the time in one room, so, I mean, they don't really screw around with camera angles too much. You know what I mean? Like, it's just all around, it's a damn decent movie. So, that's been my rating. I've been Cesario Lovell. And, I'm gonna go play a game of Would You Rather myself. Because I have a choice. Would I rather finish drinking my tea and pour milk into the glass to eat some cookies, or would I rather make a bag of popcorn? Now, that doesn't sound that ridiculous, but considering the fact that I'm done with this, I'm going to go use the bathroom, and more than likely, because we're out of hand soap, I'm not going to wash my hands. Would I rather eat cookies, or would I rather eat popcorn with hands
from after I've used a bathroom that haven't been washed. Yeah, I'll leave you guys with that decision. Actually, I take that back. I'll leave you guys with Bill explaining how to get a hold of us and talk to us. But I'm leaving you with that choice to make. So, later on, guys.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.